You're listening to the 256th edition of the Bitachon podcast, and we are returning to the pasuk that we started at the end of last week. Pasuk in Iyov, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vatachta, you shall trust. Ki yesh tikva, there is hope. V'chafarta, levetach tishkav, and you will dig. We'll see what it means to dig, but you will dig, and you will sleep soundly. You will sleep with confidence. Right? Last night, I didn't sleep so well. I was dreaming about buzzing of phones because of sirens coming. Because in the middle of the night, my wife told me that the Israeli planes were heading towards and over Syria. But a person who has bitachon sleeps well at night. Person who's afraid has trouble sleeping at night. The anxieties keep us up. So what do? Says the Ralbag, Uvatachta ki yesh tikva. Rotze leimar, Sheloi tefached, Shetoiv ala kinyon amahem, Kmo sheyisa oisa mikedem. Do not be afraid that you will lose those acquisitions as you did before. Voltiyeh lecha tikva bitachon sheyishameru. Have bitachon. Have faith, have hope that they will be protected. And you should allow your fear to be removed from you to the point that if you are digging in a field, says the Ralbag, the digging means you're in the field, you're doing some kind of work there, there's no fence, and there's no protection. There's no protection from the elements. And there's no protection from marauders and robbers, etc. Levetach tishkav sham. You'll be able to rest there with confidence. Viravatsta. You'll lean over. You know, sometimes I'm in a place like this, and I wonder if someone's going to pass by, or if there's somebody who's not a good person who might do something. Right, it's easy to be afraid when you feel unprotected. But that's not the case. If a person, right, because when a person is chayfer, when a person is digging, so you're involved, I would say like this, you're involved in your actions, you're involved in your goal of doing something in the field, and you feel a little vulnerable because you're focused on one thing and someone could come from somewhere else. Something, some danger could come. But he says, if you trust, if you have bitachon, and you believe that there is hope, and you believe that you live in a world where there's a Hashem, and Hashem is a good God, and He wants the best for us, you don't have to be afraid. He says, when you have that attitude, when you have confidence, why do you have confidence? You have confidence because you believe Hashem is there, Hashem is with you, and Hashem wants your good. So then, there's going to be a success. You're going to be a mutzlach. You're going to have an aura of goodness that surrounds you, and people will come and they'll respect you. Ulam arishami lamatzlachos. But the wicked individuals, who are, I would say, afraid because they're dependent on themselves and they know the truth about themselves, so they don't have success. So they have anguish and groaning and fear all of their days. Until their eyes come to an end, which means they don't have any hope. They have no hope because of their great sadness. Because of their great fear, they don't find any way or any place to escape. They won't find a place where they can feel safe and confident. If a person is fearful, they could be inside of their mamad and be fearful. If a person is faithful, so they can be faithful whether they're in a mamad or outside of a mamad. I'm not saying a person shouldn't go and try to be safe, but the sense, the emotional safety that we're talking about, person has to have emotional safety That's what bitachon means. I have trust, I have faith, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who doesn't have bitachon lives in a world where they sense and they feel that good things are not going to happen to me. They feel like I'm a magnet for bad stuff. They actually expect that bad things will come. They're afraid of it to the point where their soul is, I would say, exploding within them from their worry. And the Baal Bitachon is the opposite. The Baal Bitachon, and that's what we're after, feels and senses and looks for and is optimistic and is positive and believes Hashem is with me. Hashem is going to be with me. I've seen it so many times in the past. I see it right now in this very moment. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. The bugs are biting. But I'm here and I'm happy and life is good. Right? That's, and it's going to be good. Things are going to be good. Mitzvah David says, Uvatachta, Teshe Betach, Yesh Tikva L'Sheves Betach, Kasher Kein Tase. He says that you can sit in confidence. You can live in a feeling of everything's okay. Because why? Because there is hope, right? When you have tikva, when you have hope, and we've mentioned before a while ago, but that the word tikva comes from the word kave, which means to hope, and it comes from the word kav, which means a line. There's a direct line into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into Hashem, that all of us can access. And when you have that, you feel confident. B'chofarto, and there'll be a digging. What does digging mean? So the Mitzvah Stavit has his own pshat. Kilo chofarta svivcha chafira amuka. It's as if you've created a moat around you. You've created a dig that surrounds you, a deep dig, a deep ditch. Leval krei velecha. Nothing can come close to you. Nothing can touch you. You feel protected. You feel protected. Like you go to sleep at night. Doesn't matter if the planes are flying overhead, they're heading over Syria, whatever. I feel safe. I feel safe. Brings here from Rav Shimon Schwab. He says we could explain this pasuk from the language of Lachpor Saaretz. It says by the Meraglim, when the spies went to check out the land of Israel to see what was required in order to be able to come in there and to overcome the land. So it says that they were lachporis aretz, which can mean to dig, but it can also mean to check it out, to unearth and discover. And there it means that they needed to come into Israel and understand the challenges and the difficulties and the dangers that were involved in trying to conquer the land of Israel. And so too over here in the pasuk of Eov. So Eov's friend is giving him advice and calming him down about his new life. Because when he will try to unearth reality, try to discover what's going on, he'll see that his life is a life of confidence. There's nothing to be afraid of. And in this way, he'll sleep with confidence. Okay, so there's a discovering. And I would say that the Meraglim, they came in with a very difficult attitude. And their attitude was, it's not going to be good. And so they discovered that everything is bad. But if you come in with hope, if you come in with bitachon, and you're really looking, you will find the good, you'll find the truth. And Hashem is interested in giving you good and giving you benefit, taking care of you. Brings here from the Al-Sheikh, V'oy tarviach b'mashi gata ad shari mavis v'yichayecha hu yisborach. He talks interestingly about tchias ha-mesim. He talks about the dead coming back to life. This is an important principle, of course, in Yiddishkeit and Judaism. We believe that we're not just here once. We believe in Gulgulim and reincarnation. We also believe that there's something called Tchiyas HaMesim, the revival of the dead. And it's important to know that, because if all that I have is this world, and all that I have is this life, so it can be pretty limiting. It can feel limiting. But if I know that, first of all, there's other chances. Second of all, what I do does matter. What I do does matter, and it affects what's going to be in the future. When there's going to be a Tchiyas HaMesim, there's going to be a Yom Din HaGadol, a great judgment day, where we'll look at all the things that we've done, and there will be an accounting. We will be accountable. Ki ashe yadata v'yoresa mihispaker ba'emuno mi'etzim atzara. Sometimes a person, says the Al-Sheikh, can feel like it's hard to believe. It feels too hard. Life is tough. Things are not going my way. God is not doing my will. Right? It's easy to make that mistake. It's very common. It's normal. But will that ruin me? Will I get lost because of that? Person can feel like, hey, things are not going my way. Maybe there's no such thing as the revival of the dead. Maybe there really is no accountability. Maybe I really can do whatever I want. He brings here in the note, we do find that, generally speaking, a person, when we are in a situation where things are really tough, and we start to question Hashem. So that's not something that Hashem will hold us accountable for, right? When a person is facing a difficult situation, it's natural for them to feel, where is Hashem? And that's okay. But that being the case, a person can come to deny that Hashem exists. So we can be afraid of that. You know, it's something to be afraid of. I don't want to get to such a situation. He says that when facing this doubt or this worry, so you can trust that there is goodness in the future. Right? If a person thinks that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim, you know, there's going to be a Yom HaDin, and I'm not going to make it. It's going to be bad for me. Right? So that can cause a person to give up. But no, don't believe that, says the Pasuk. Don't believe that. Believe that things are going to be amazing in the future. There's a good God. Hashem is His name. And we believe that Hashem wants the ultimate good for each and every one of us. There's going to be a great joy, a great happiness that's going to happen because there is hope. You will see in this very world, the revival of the dead, both physical and spiritual. Pasuk says before that there's going to be a light. There's optimism. There's goodness in this world. How does a person fall down into sin? How does a person fall down into disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We fall down because we feel hopeless. We feel like we're not going to make it. No. No, says the Navi. Don't believe that. It's going to get brighter and it's going to get lighter. Things are going to be good. Over there, it's the Pasuk in Iyov, which we're discussing here today. So he was near to death. He was in danger. It was a miracle that his life was saved. Okay, so if Hashem saved you, if Hashem put you here and you're here right now, it's going to be good. It's going to be better. Don't make a mistake as far as your soul, because you're going to see with your very eyes Tchiyas HaMesim, the revival of the dead. So therefore, be confident that there is hope, and strengthen your abilities. You have the ability to do right. You have the ability to turn back to good. Here it is. Start again. It's a new day. The sun is shining. You can make this. You can make it. You can do this. And don't sin. And the word sin, of course, means don't go off the mark. Okay, that's the Alshech. Brings here the Dvar Eliyog. Omar ki atzadik levetach yishkav bekever. He says, maybe the push-up shot, which is that the righteous individual, so he will sleep, the eternal sleep, in his grave. K'mamer uvisar yishkan levetach. The pasuk says in Tehillim, tez zayin, pasuk tez, my flesh will dwell confidently. It's talking about when a person passes away, so there's a confidence, right? And when we think about death, we don't have to think about it negatively, you know? The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created us, created life, created all the wonderful, amazing things in life, all the sunshine. So he also created death, so that's got to be good too, right? So it's how do we have confidence that it's going to be good in the end, even in that place? So you're going to be in a place of the Garden of Eden. Dvar Eliyahu says a similar thing to the Alshech, that be confident, there's going to be a good place for a person after they pass from this world, and they enter the world of the neshamas. And there's also going to be a good situation for them when it comes to the revival of the dead. Then they will merit to come back. It's possible to believe that things are going to be good at all times. Right now, after I die, after I come back to life, things are going to be good. Hashem wants the best for me in every situation. Brings the Malbim. A person can trust, and when a person incorporates into his personality the ability to trust, so he has bitachon, and this world, things are good in this world, which is a passing world. Olam hazeh, the world that we exist within. You know, we're here, we pass through this world, but things are going to be good. Ki yesh tikva achayim tovim me'ela uni'imos netzach, says the Malbim also. There's also hope for the eternal life, right? Eternal enjoyments, eternal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're here for. I don't have to be afraid that after I die, it's not, you know, it's going to be a negative situation. No. I can be confident. It's going to be good. Here and there. Brings here from the Binyan David, ki Omer loy. He says, the friend, Tzafar, I think is his name, the friend of Eov is saying to him, that if you get rid of your sin, if you distance yourself from wrongdoing, you will be saved with a tremendous amount of success. Darkness will turn to light. K'moshe Kosov, the pasuk before says, "To ufa kaboyker tia." The darkness will turn into morning, morning, as in the beginning of the day. He says, "You can put your faith in this. You can be confident about this." Kevin sheyesh tikva, there is hope. You don't even know. It doesn't seem like it's possible that I'm going to be saved. It doesn't seem like it's possible that I'm going to get out of this one. But a person can still hope. Right? Hashem has endless ways of saving a person. He says, certainly, there's bitachon and there's kivui. Right? Kivui is a hope. I hope it's going to be okay. Bitachon means I'm batuach. I'm confident that it's going to be okay. Certainly, a person can feel more confidence, says the Binyan David, if I distance myself from sin, so it makes it more likely, first of all, that I can believe I'm going to be saved, which is an essential component of it, but also, according to this, it's more likely that Hashem will say, okay, this guy's trying to have a relationship with me. This person is trying to be close to me. This person is trying to distance himself from those things that distance him from me. So I'm going to take care of him. Okay? So, bottom line, yesh tikva, there is hope. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.